morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. Going to be with you for about 55 minutes today. Once a year, this guy, for the past several years, I've had him on the show, I think, two or three years in a row. This is probably the third year. His name is Joe DiCicco, and he puts together Strikeout Cancer. It's the fourth annual all-day baseball game and women's softball. And this year, it's going to take place on June 29th, Clapp Park, 9 a.m. We're going to get into it. We're going to tell you the reason behind it. I don't think anybody that's listening, and I don't wish this, but I have to tell you, our lives have all been touched. My life, my family have all been touched by cancer. And Joe is taking this upon himself. Joe, labor of love.
It's true. Yes, it is.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm not bad. I hope you're doing well.
Well, for an old fat ball guy, I'm doing okay. what got you started doing this? I know last year we talked about it, got a lot of positive feedback.
Yeah, well, my wife died in 2000, June of 2000.
That long.
And the 2020, yeah. I said, for 20 years, I got to try something. I have to do something.
Right.
Obviously, I played the game of baseball, and I love the game of baseball. So I said, why not try baseball? So gave it a shot. No publicity, just went out and we did it.
Yeah. and the people have shown up. And I also want to make this perfectly clear. All proceeds go to the Dana Faber Jimmy Fund. There's a $10 donation to play, and that includes a T-shirt. But it's more, what I found about it last year when I was there, it is the community togetherness for a common cause, for a common good cause. You know, I mean, we see a lot of riots and demonstrations, but this is just a bunch of people playing a game they like to help other people.
Absolutely. There's people that I end up meeting, and now I've been talking to them for 4 years. I never knew them before.
Yeah.
You know, so that's part of the game of baseball and also the part about cancer. So many people, you know, have been involved in it one way or the other.
And it's the thing, when I was a kid, and probably when you were a kid, if somebody got cancer, they whispered it, oh, he's got cancer. Or they call it, he's got the big C. But today, what I find refreshing in this sense is that people acknowledge it, and it's not a secret anymore. They made great, wonderful strides in curing cancer if they get it early enough and all. And, it's a long day for you, buddy, but you're going to have a lot of long days between now and then.
Oh, yes. But, you know, it ends up being a worth it.
Yeah. I can't say enough good things about what you're doing with this. And the other part, I'll let you go over the setup of the day. And we'll repeat that two or three times because it's a morning show. So people are in and out and getting in their car, getting out of their car. So tell us what the day is. Start from the beginning and how the day evolves into the late afternoon.
Okay. Well, we start 9 o'clock. That's, I call them the old timers game.
Right.
Anybody in their 50s to however, we had a couple of people in their 70s last year.
Oh, cool.
You know, because it's just for fun.
Right.
We don't expect you to run hard, dive for the ball, anything like that. Then these are just a proper time. 10:15, we'll have the women's softball game.
Okay.
And then after that, we have the younger kids from 18 in their 40s play.
Wow.
Which is a good time. I mean, if other people can't make it that late, we'll put them in at 9, 9:30.
Right.
And we go until whenever. If it ends at 3 o'clock, it ends at 3 o'clock. If it goes to 5 o'clock, it goes to 5 o'clock.
Oh, that's cool. That's a nice thing. Yeah, and I know people picnic, they party, it's a lot of families, which is really good to see.
Last year was especially amazing. Yeah. A decent crowd for a change. It was nice. Plus, we serve lunch. We have hamburgers, hot dogs.
Yeah.
And then at night, we have a pizza party down at the sideline, and we'll have music.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Dan Jr. is going to sing for you.
Oh, good. I could sing, but no one would come.
Nothing against you. I'd rather have Dan.
I understand. I've been thrown out of better places than that. But anyhow, going back again, and I knew your wife and your kid. How long did she suffer with cancer, have cancer, whatever the proper term is?
98. Yeah, it was the spring of 98 till June of 2000.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what type of cancer? I'm sorry, I forgot.
Lung cancer. Lung cancer, never smoked. Actually, never really got sick. It used to bother me because I always get a cold in the springtime when winter turned to spring. She would never get sick. But April of 98, she got sick.
Wow.
They thought it was just pneumonia. Did some more tests and found out cancer.
Wow. Wow. And as I said at the opening of the show, I have to say this because it is so very true. Every family that I know of has been touched by cancer. My family, my father died of colon cancer. So, and I have relatives now with some with prostate, but this is a man who, Joe DeCicco, he wanted to do something to honor his wife, to honor his family. And so he put this together. This is the fourth annual. And if anybody's ever arranged anything, then we'll know, don't we, just how difficult it is. And especially something like this, because Strikeout Cancer in the Berkshires, the fourth annual all-day baseball game and women's softball thing. I am so pleased, Joe, that you included that. With all the malarkey today, I am so pleased that you included women's softball. We've got a couple great teams going right here in PHS and stuff. Saturday, June the 29th at Clapp Park in Pittsfield. And the good thing is parking for little kids. If you bring your little kids while the teenagers or the older kids are playing, they got a wonderful park there you can play in. If you want, if you're an old person like me whose baseball days are basically sitting in the chair watching it, they got a nice track you can walk around just to keep moving. It's a $10 donation. You get a T-shirt. You heard you're going to have hamburgers and hot dogs and a pizza party afterwards at the sideline. So what's the best way, Joe, for people to get in touch with you?
My email is Jay, my last name, DeCicco, 7@AOL.com. Or my phone number, 518-390-2512. You can text me, call me. I don't care.
Yeah, and again, what you still have gloves and bats and all that, right?
Yes, yep. If somebody needs a glove, we'll work in getting them a glove.
Yeah.
We have bats. Good part is they're not wooden anymore, so we don't break them. So.
Oh, yeah. But it's really, to me, it's a, as I said in the beginning, they're on Facebook, Strikeout Cancer. It's the society, it's our community, it's Pittsfield. I've told you this before, listeners and viewers, I've lived all over the world. And I can tell you there's no place like Pittsfield that can come together at something like this, or a fundraiser for some sick kid or sick adult, or somebody's house burned up. Pittsfield always rises to that occasion. And this is another opportunity to do the same thing in a city park, a Clap Park. And the venue is perfect for families because the kids can run. They can run up that hill. I remember when I used to run up that hill. Now I don't even walk up that hill. But it's a wonderful day. You're outside and you're moving. By the way, I forgot to tell you, no batteries needed. Joe, what have been some of the highlights of the past years?
Well, I'll tell you, our first year, I had no publicity out. I just did it just by Facebook.
Right.
And we raised over $5,000, which crushed me. The following year was, the weather just didn't cooperate. It was cold, chilly, but people still played. And we might have made, I don't know, $3,500. But to me, that's still $3,500. Right. No one had it. Right. And then last year was just outrageous. It was awesome. I just still can't get over the figure. $8,900.
Wow.
And we had a crowd. We had people watching. You know, grandfathers, grandmothers were watching. Actually, I think we had a grandfather, a father, and a son playing.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's getting bigger, which is my goal. That's about my only goal I have, other than, you know, whatever, I reach for the stars, as I say.
Yeah. Yeah. And being we are Pittsfield Community Television, we are Pittsfield Community Radio. This is a community effort by a member of our community and supported by members of our community. That's why when Joe reached out to me again this year, I was happy to help, because there's still people getting cancer. There's still people passing away from it. There's still a lot of research to be done on it, and they're finding new cancers now. So and what you heard is they're not astronomical amounts, but you know what? They're raised by the community. That's what makes it special. That to me is what, I mean, this whole endeavor, this whole way of you're doing things, Joe, is, it's just an amazing thing to me.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I have to say this too, from my heart, the Jimmy Fund, and I go back with Paul Dowd and Tucker, and they're a wonderful organization. I will do anything to support them. And I'm a big believer in Dana Faber. What they do is amazing. It really is.
It is. Paul Dowd helped us out to get us into Dana Faber quicker than a regular doctor could. And he really did. And I appreciate that to the end. And I got, if I have time, I could tell you a little story.
Yeah,
why.
Please. We got time.
It was October. She was having chemo towards the end of October, Halloween. And all of a sudden, a bunch of Jimmy Fund kids come walking in. They had their pumpkin baskets and all that. And I turned to my wife. She turned, we don't have anything. And a couple other patients. I mean, the room was full of patients. No one had anything. The nurses come running around, throwing candy in our hand to give to them. And here I am, just about ready to have tears in my eyes. And not one of those kids didn't smile. They all had a big smile on their face. And that's, you know, basically another reason. I'll never forget that.
Yeah. And what an experience it must have been for them.
Well, yeah, true.
you know, I mean, we try to, I know some people try to shelter their kids from everything, but you know, the world's out there, and I've always felt that it's better to be with your kids and let them see what things are so you can explain it to them rather than keep them sheltered.
Right.
The Paul Dowd was a good friend of mine. I had him on the show for all the Jimmy Fund things. And Tuck Bob Tucker, they don't come any better.
Yeah.
They don't come any better. And his wife Pat and his sons. But what was the hardest? And I know this is I don't mean it to be an insensitive question. I really don't. But what? When you found out your wife got cancer, what happened? How did you deal with it?
When we found out that one day, I was crushed.
Right.
She was more of the wall than I was at that time.
Sure.
And then you just go, let's just go get this taken care of. And that's what we did.
Wow.
And, you know, she fought to the end. I'll tell you that. That's why I believe
I
in.
Remember those. I remember those days. Yeah.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up. I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
And that's true for anybody out there. Don't give up.
Isn't that it is such a I wish we could go more into your one beautiful wife's story. She what Joe just said embodied his wife, her whole spirit. She had this cancer. She wasn't going to give up. You may get me, but I'm not going to let you take me easily. That's how I always read her.
Yep, exactly.
You know, and there's a lot of people out there with diseases that, you know, you can give in to the disease, or you can continue to live your life as fully as you can. And God love your wife, she did that.
Yes, she did.
And you listen, you're in the battle with her. And I think we can't forget that. When we come back from, we're going to take a break in a few minutes. When we come back from break, I know when my dad got it. There's one person that may have it, but the whole family has it.
Yes.
The whole family. I mean, one person's actually afflicted with cancer, but the whole family has to live with the cancer, I guess, you know, and I know for me and for our family, it was really devastating because, you know, my father was the rock, you know, I mean, and for him to be sick and watch him go down and it takes a long toll. And my father's been dead for almost 50 years. So when we got to do, and I know some of you are saying, but you know, in radio, the old term is tell them what you're going to tell them what you told them, and tell them again, tell them what you're going to tell them, and tell them what you told them. This is Strike Out Cancer. This is a grassroots effort. Honestly, the guy you see on the screen there, it's a grassroots effort. He started it in memory of his wife who died of cancer, lung cancer. And I do want to say this too. She never smoked.
Never.
You know, I think too often people jump to conclusions with some things, but.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Strike Out Cancer. It's in the Berkshires. Strike Out Cancer in the Berkshires. The fourth annual. Now he's been doing this grassroots. Grassroots. All day baseball game and women's softball Saturday, June the 29th, Clapp Park in Pittsfield, starting at 9 a.m. And Joe will go over the lineup again. And you can come at 9 a.m. and you can stay till the end, or you can come when your team is your group is going to play. And I want to personally thank Joe again for having women's softball. I think that's important. And their ages are high school and up. And this is really important. All proceeds go to Dana-Farber Jimmy Fund. There's a $10 donation, and that includes a T-shirt. And they're on Facebook if you want to check them out. But it's a community thing. And when I was there last year, I couldn't believe the families, the people. And it's enjoyable. I mean, the topic is sad. There's no question about it. But the day and the games, they're enjoyable. People are having a good time and bring the family. Wouldn't you say, Joe?
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. It's a great time for a great cause.
Exactly.
I can't put it any better than that.
Yeah, and everybody that knows anything about cancer knows that Dana Faber, they're the gold standard of cancer research, cancer treatment, and anything any of us can do to help them, that would be terrific, you know. And this is a good way of helping. Plus, it's fun. That's the other piece of it. It's when I was here last year, the people were having a blast. And that's what was, and you know, the old timers, and Joe will tell you about the grouping of the players. And the other thing I think is really important, a lot of the people who would go are my age or older. They don't have gloves anymore or things like that. Don't worry, they'll help you out.
Yep.
So Joe, give us the groupings again, please.
9 o'clock. 50 to question mark. Let's do it that way. So about 10 o'clock. If we go longer, we go longer.
Right.
Women's softball will be 10:15 or 10:30. Like once again, all depends. Right. And then after that is the younger group from 18 to 40 will cool. play.
And like I said, families, bring your chairs. Because yep. Just it's outside, it's enjoyable. We've started a prayer session that it'll be a perfect day. Because last year was
beautiful.
Oh, it was a great, great day. And so many people today, I think post COVID, they just want to be out. I see that. People just want to be out and doing something. And outdoors, Ashuwiltecock Trail. I was up at the boat ramp the other day up at Anoda Lake. Then I was over at the pavilion. There were people everywhere. And some were sitting, some were walking, some were jogging. But they were outside and in the air and just having a good time, and I guarantee you'll have a good time with this. And Joe, there's going to be hamburgers and hot dogs around what time? Noontime, roughly?
Between probably 11 and 1 o'clock.
Between 11 and 1. And then after, there's a pizza party at the sideline on 4th Street, or Fenn Street, Fenn and 4th.
Yeah. And also, at that pizza party, we'll be raffling off a Boston Red Sox just sent it to me, actually.
Wow. Joe, you lost your sound.
Get that.
There you go. You're back. So the Red Sox sent what, Joe? I didn't hear it.
An Alex Cora autographed baseball.
Whoa.
So the manager of the Red Sox, we got his baseball signed by him.
Wow. Well, see, and that'll be a part of it too. And the point I want to stress too is the Red Sox are supporting this endeavor. Yes. And they, you know, there's always, I'm not going to get into the Red Sox. The Red Sox struggles. <Don't. laughs> No. I get enough hate mail. But really and truly, whether you love them or you hate them, I don't care. They're there for us. I mean, I know when Paul Dowd, he, whenever he asked, and I guess maybe Bob Tucker, whenever they asked, the Red Sox step right up to the plate. You know?
Yes.
You, But you know, I'm not going to get into their playing. It's just not, I've seen
no, this is...
I've seen too many friendships end over that. No, and your family and you this is a big endeavor. When do you start planning this?
Usually the around September.
Yeah.
You know? And then I have to go, you know, go through the Parks Commission and get approved for the park. And then I just start trying to do a lot of advertising, which has been the best thing. I mean, I got yelled at my first year. I had people come, you got to advertise. You got to do this. You got to get a hold of these people. And I finally, you know, I'm a stubborn Italian, but I finally did it.
Well, and you know what? It's a learning. Anytime you do anything like this, it's a learning process.
Yes, it is.
Right? I mean, you said, well, I'm going to do a strikeout cancer in the Berkshires, and I'm going to do it at Clapp Park. So, okay, you got all that. Those are kind of the logistics. Then you got to get the permits. And then who do you advertise with? I mean, some people, affordability is a key issue, you know, of advertising.
Right. And,
I think you've done a great job. You're basically you're a one-man band.
A couple volunteers, but I'm out all the time trying to do whatever. I try to do it myself. It was my wish to do this, so I just try to keep it to myself. Keeps me a little younger.
I know you look younger. That gray, is that blonde or gray? Oh, it's blonde. Oh,
yeah,
there we go.
Okay.
Yeah, it's blonde. That's, I used to tell people that when I had hair. It's not gray, it's blonde.
Yeah, yeah.
But, folks, we are here this morning for what I think is a noble cause, an honest cause. And I've said it, and I know some of you heard it, but as I said, some people are just tuning in. This is Strikeout Cancer in the Berkshires, a one-man show, one-man show, to start with some other help volunteers. But it was Joe DeCicco. His wife passed of lung cancer. And he started this as a grassroots thing at Clapp Park. And I wanted to just stray for a moment. You know, I watched the Park Commission meetings, and I know one of the members, Clifford Nyland.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't tell anybody, but we went to school together. He's a lot older than me. But
he looks it.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's got gray hair now. I just saw him in church the other day. It's frightening. but I want to thank them for being so open to projects like Joe's. You know, Joe comes there. He's got all his stuff together, what they need. And how was it the first time you went before the Parks Commission? Because that was a new experience.
Yeah, I was blinded, but like you just named the main person that helped me out.
Yeah.
You know, they asked me some questions. I didn't have answers, and I was honest with them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just trying to do it. Plus, the bottom line, the whole issue that first year was COVID was just ending.
Yeah.
So they couldn't approve me. They could approve me, and it wasn't their fault. It was, you know, we had to go by to what the state was ruling. But it finally went through. And then it just got easier. You know, they asked a couple questions and they thought it was a tournament. It's not a tournament. I want people to realize that. It's just an all-day baseball game. That's all it is. It's not a bunch of teams. Just come and play. You'll be on, you will put you on a team. You go out there and you play. It's about, I can't get any easier.
No, and you know, I want to thank the people on that Parks Commission and my good friend Clifford Nyland for working with people. I've watched them. A lot of people go there for a first event. They don't know what they're supposed to, you know, and they work with you. They're not I haven't ever seen, and I watch because I don't have a life. I watch all those committee meetings, and I even watched the trash meeting last night, and that was very interesting. But all kidding aside, I really want to thank them, the Parks Commission, for being amenable to the citizens using our parks. That's what I like about it. Our tax dollars pay for them. In this, this strikeout cancer in the Berkshires, it's the fourth year they're doing it. It's going to be amazing. We'll talk more about it when we come back. We got to take a little bit of a break. And I know some of you have let me know that there's really no necessity for this, but I think there is. I am very, very proud to be an American. I walk through St. Joseph's Cemetery and I see these flags fluttering in the wind and thinking at some point in time, the person under that stone, under that flag, signed on a dotted line what could have been their life. So I get a little upset when I see the flag in this country demeaned, especially for people who've never been out of this country. And I have been. I've been very fortunate, and I'm always glad to come back to my home, America. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Joe DiCicco, strikeout cancer in the Berkshires, fourth year. Great job. We'll be right back. 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV, channel 1301. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM. The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Support for WTBR comes from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sondrini.com. And from Park Square Productions. Park Square Productions provides high-quality video and audio productions for businesses and nonprofit organizations throughout the Berkshires. Find more information about Park Square Productions and what they can do for you at ParkSquareProductions.com.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
The Berkshire Mobile Farmers Market returns this summer. Our mission is to support local farms by bringing their fresh food to communities across Berkshire County. We sell seasonal produce, eggs, meat, cheese, bread, and more. Plus, we offer a sliding scale payment system. We'll be in Adams, North Adams, Beckett, Monterey, and two Pittsfield locations from June through October. Find out more at BerkshireMobileFarmersMarket.org.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on The Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281 4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. Welcome, everybody. For those folks that are just tuning in, it's kind of a different show today. It's bittersweet. It's bittersweet show. The young man you see sitting there, his name is Joe DeCicco. Yeah. He is, well, compared to Methuselah, he's real young. But Joe DeCicco, he lost his wife to cancer, lung cancer. And I knew his wife. I knew the family. And all I can tell you is this is a grassroots effort by Joe in honor of his wife and everyone else who's lost anyone or anyone who's battling cancer right now, because there are people out there. I have cancer in my own family. My father died of colon cancer. You just have to really, and we'll talk a little bit more about it, but appreciate the effort that this gentleman has put in to arranging this Strikeout Cancer in the Berkshires, the fourth annual all-day baseball game and women's softball. And that's going to take place June 29 at Clapp Park. And we'll give you the breakdown. It's starting up. The start time is 7, but there's different groupings. Joe's going to give you those. Don't panic. I'm going to announce this 2 or 3 more times, so do not panic. You can get a hold of Joe at 518-390-2512 or email jdicicco, DICICCO 7 at AOL.com.
Correct.
So, Joe, if you would give us an overview of the time and the structure of the games.
The times will be...
And the groups.
Yeah. 9 o'clock, we will have 50 and over. You could be 70. We had a couple in their 70s. That's what people have to understand. This is totally just for fun. Anybody can play.
Yeah.
And then at 10:15, 10:30, women's softball. And once again, anybody can play.
Oh, cool.
And then around 11:30, 12, just depends. You know, the bottom line to all this time-wise is how bad, how long they want to play. I'm not going to stop anybody.
Okay.
And then 11:30, quarter 12, will be the younger group. Okay. Say from 18 to 40. But I want to stress also, anybody, just come watch.
Yeah.
You know, we had a good audience last year, and hopefully make it even bigger this year.
Bring some lawn chairs with you or a blanket. And also bring your kiddos and your grandkids. It's Clapp Park. It's got a wonderful playground. It's got a wonderful track. And for those that remember my age, people, we used to slide down that big hill. And now I was watching last year, some kids were running up the hill. And I just look at the hill and get exhausted. But it can be a wonderful, and I guess I'm going to drive you nuts with this, but it can be a wonderful family day. Bring the family. They're going to have hot dogs and hamburgers or 11, say roughly 11 to 1. You can make a day of it, and guess what? You're outside all day, and when you're outside all day, no batteries are required. So there you go. It really is a family fun day.
Yes, it is. That was my goal. And so far it's, you know, worked out.
Good. Yeah.
You know, so people can remember what we're doing and what we're doing it for. So why can't you have fun for a great cause?
That's right.
And that's basically what we're trying to do here.
And that it's very important you all understand this too. The proceeds go, all proceeds go to the Dana Faber Jimmy Fund. And it's a $10 donation to play. That includes a T-shirt. Ages high school and up. If you know anything about cancer or you have cancer in your family, and Joe and I discussed this in the first half, there's the person who has the actual disease, and then there's the family. And everybody has cancer. I mean, I watch commercials on television for other cancer groups, and it is true. I know when my father got it, your whole family life becomes surrounded by the cancer. Pretty much the same with you, Joe.
Absolutely. You don't want to brag about it, but at the same time, to let people know, it affected every single person in my family, from both sides of our family.
Right.
You know, I mean, we were at Dana-Farber, came down, we were there twice a week for 6 months. And I would take time out of work, which very thankful that they had no issue with. And we just, you know, I just have to say, the person with cancer, stay positive.
Yeah.
Because you need your partner to help you stay positive and have them stay positive.
That's a very important point. And you made it much more articulately than I did. And that was that with my father, he battled it. He didn't give into it. I know your wife didn't give into it, because I remember back then, and through family friends and everything, she was out there swinging the bat every day.
Yeah, she was a sweetheart. I'll tell you that. What she went through.
Yeah.
I know what people go through. Let's put it that way.
That's why I think you're so sensitive, and why I applaud you, and I do applaud you, for this is no easy undertaking, folks. It's grassroots. You're probably looking at the management team, not me, him. No, I got all I can do to manage myself. But starting the process, getting the permits, getting the advertising, getting the players. I mean, it's just with a couple of folks helping you out. That's Joe. And he started in September. And this is June. So that's how long it takes to put something of this magnitude together. And, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. And you can check out my Facebook page, because just about every other day from here on in, there will be something in there about striking out cancer in the Berkshires.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I love that. Yeah.
Either a quote, something, just to remind people what's happening.
Yeah.
So.
And I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Jimmy Fund, our local Jimmy Fund. And now Bob Tucker is the head of, there's a lot of people belong to it. But I have to give tribute to a good friend of mine who's passed, and his name was Paul Dowd. He was dedicated. That's more, I wish there was a word more than dedicated to fund than Paul Dowd. And Joe, tell him how we got you in right away.
Like you are real good friends with Paul Dowd. And when we found out that Judy had cancer, my first call, honestly, was to Paul Dowd.
Yeah.
How quick can you get us in to Dana-Farber? He goes, let me make a couple calls. I can't tell you exactly what day it was, but the next day, Paul Dowd calls me in the morning. He says, you're going to be getting a call from Nurse Kathy, and they're going to set you all up. You're all set. And I'm like, really? Because, I mean, I just talked to him that afternoon. Yeah. It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon the day before. Sure enough, I get that call. Actually, it was a Thursday. I got the call from Dana-Farber. come on in Monday and we'll check everything out and go from there.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what Jimmy Fund's all about.
And that's one story of I know of several other people who did he made the call. I know Bob Tucker does the same thing. And the Jimmy Fund in Pittsfield, Berkshire County, has the reputation at Dana Farber of doers. And that's why they get the respect. When they call down, they get that level of respect from Dana Farber. And you can't. And as far as I'm concerned, Dana Farber, if you have cancer and you don't go there, think about it, really and truly, because they are the world's foremost, in my opinion. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to do this. The views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way represent the Pittsfield School Department, school committee, Peter Marchetti in the mayor's office, Peter White in the city council, and for sure, the fish in Pontoosic Lake. I've asked most of them and they responded. But once again, we're going to break it all for you. It's going to start at 9 o'clock. Joe's going to break down the groups. I want to tell you, there's a luncheon, 11 to roughly. Now, don't see your stopwatch. 11 to 1. Then what I think is going to be really cool, Joe's going to fill you in if you're just tuning in, down at the sideline, which is at Fenton Forth Streets. There's going to be a pizza party. And Joe, tell them about what the raffle prize is.
We have an audit from the Boston Red Sox. This is the third year they have donated a ball. And this year it's autographed by Alex Cora, the Red Sox manager.
So, and I would be remiss, and I say it, please, I'm not going to get into the Red Sox on the field. I'm going to talk about the Red Sox organization. The Red Sox organization has always stepped up to the plate whenever asked. And I know of other people who've done other things, fundraisers and needed a raffle, and the Red Sox have stepped up. But once again, the Berkshire County Pittsfield Jimmy Fund is very well respected by the Red Sox and also Dana Farber. I know I repeat myself, but sometimes we need to hear, especially here in Pittsfield, we need to hear that we do. This city has many, many good attributes, many wonderful people who give, Joe being one of them, of himself to better other people. And I said in the first half, I was there last year. This is a family event. I was so happy to see families there. And maybe some of them will never play baseball, but maybe grandpa was playing or daddy was playing. And that's what we need today. Believe me when I tell you, we got to spend time with our kiddos. We really do. So, and again, Joe just said something that's very interesting too. He's going to be posting things starting after the show, on his Facebook page.
Yes, I am. I have to say, was it last year, the year before, I had a page striking out cancer.
Yeah,
it's still there, but I had too many people trying to scam and all that. So basically now it's all on my page.
Oh.
So, you know, it's just striking out cancer. But if you go to my Facebook page, I have a lot more on there. And basically it's just because of that reason.
Joe DeSico, Facebook?
Yes. Yep. Actually, I don't have my picture up anymore. I got rid of my ugly mug and I put striking out cancer in the Berkshires. So it'll be easy to notice.
That was good of you, Joe. No. Yeah. When they told me we're going to start Zooming these, I said, are you sure? Because my hair is always a mess. We're almost starting to wind towards the end, but I'm going to have you do the groupings one more time, because that to me is one of, and then I'll do the, let me do the dates and then we'll do the groupings. It's an all day baseball game and women's softball. That to me, I applaud him for that. That I really do. I'm big into women's sports. I'm not going to say anything because it, but it's Saturday, June 29th. At Clapp Park, it starts at 9 a.m. There'll be a lunch period from, say, 11 to 12. Like I said, don't stop your stopwatches because it'll be in that that time frame. And then at the end of the day, they're going to pack up and go down to the sidelines for a pizza party and raffle off a ball with signed by the manager of the Red Sox. So it's a full day. It can, if you want it to be, it can be a full day and it can be a family day. And that's what I was, Joe, the groupings again of the people, of the events.
9 o'clock, we will have 50 and over. And that will go to, well, basically how long you want to play for.
Right.
But usually not 10 o'clock, 10:15. And then the women's softball will jump in.
That's
and
cool.
They will play to 11:30, quarter 12. If they
end good, that's a good game. I was there for that.
Yeah, actually, last year we had a lot more women than we did the first year.
Last year was a good game.
Yeah, this will be our third annual having women. So cool. Hopefully we get a lot more this year. So that'll go until 10:30, quarter 11, or on. Like wow. I once again, no stopwatch. You know, they're not ready to end yet. They don't end. And then we'll have the younger group come on, and they can play as long as they want.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, that's basically it. Hamburgers and hot dogs. Then, like you mentioned, the sideline, we'll have music. We will have the raffle of the Alex Cora baseball.
Wow.
And that's in a nutshell. If you like to volunteer.
Yes.
Come on down around 7:30 or send me a Facebook message or text me. I'm always looking for people to help. Believe me.
Yeah, especially you old umpires. We need old umpires because we weren't too sure you were seeing all that well when you were umpiring. But now that you're retired. No, seriously. And the other piece I almost forgot, but I would be so mad at myself. Do not let you gave your ball to your grandson or your, I'm sorry, your club to your grandson. Or I'm going to get it right yet. Don't let you got, you gave your glove to your grandson or you can't find it. It's somewhere in the attic. Go down there. They'll take care of you with a glove. They got bats. They got balls. Don't worry. Just go.
Just come. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And as I said, what a venue to have it at Clapp. I am so proud of what they've done with Clapp Park and other parks in the city. They're really trying to revive them. My hope and prayer is that they revive Springside Park where I grew up and learned to skate and did all kinds of things. But I do want to thank the Park Commission. And we talked about them in the beginning. I watch their meetings, and I will say this. If you want to use a park, approach them. They're very approachable.
Yes, they are.
You may not have everything you need time one, but when you come back time two, you'll have everything you need because they're going to tell you exactly what you need, and then they make their decision. And they really want the parks used. Joe, I don't want you to take this as a threat, but I will see you there.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be the ball guy with a hat on. Also, folks, if you're going to go, bring lawn chairs or bring a blanket if you want to sit on the grass. And there's just, they'll have a wonderful time. You'll be out in the sun. And we're all praying. Do me a favor for people who pray. Pray for good weather because that is going to be super important. Joe, I can't thank you enough for coming on. I'll see you there. Best of luck. I will continue to announce this at the shows, at upcoming shows. And best of luck, my friend.
Well, thank you. And thank you for having me on.
Well, you know, I'm a supporter of this. I'm a supporter of the Jimmy Fund. I'm a supporter of Dana Faber. And I'm a supporter of you because you took the bull by the horns and you're making something positive happen out of a tragedy. And the tragedy was losing your beautiful wife, Judy.
Well, thank you.
You bet. Listen, thank you. And if you need anything else, just call me. Okay.
All right. Great. Thank you.
You bet. See ya.
See ya.
All right, folks. I've got a couple of announcements and then I'll be gone. Well, a lot of people think I'm gone already, but that's okay. All right. Here we go. Here we go. All right. There's going to be, you can go, Joe, if you want to sign off. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Oh, okay. Or you can stay. You don't have to go. There's a breakfast. If the menu will be scrambled eggs, pancakes, bacon, sausage, potatoes, coffee, and OJ. Donations are $16 for adults, $8 for kids, and 5 and under eat free. That will be a 50-50 raffle, and this is going to be at St. Joseph's Parish Center. And where's the date? 16th. There it is. June 16th. And it'll be just a wonderful event. It's a Father's Day kind of situation, going with your father. And, if you can go. It would be nice to, again, for that, it's a good breakfast for a good price. So that's by the St. Joseph Knights of Columbus and St. Joseph's Parish Center right there on North Street. All right. The other thing is, too, I've got right here. I misplaced my thing, sir. Here we go. Oh, boy. The when you start to think about this summer, there are so many really positive things that are going to transpire and that are transpiring, and we have such beautiful venues. And I do want to read this one through. This one's very important to me. The Du Bois Freedom Center. They are you're invited to Reflections on Democracy. At the W.E.B. Du Bois Center for Freedom and Democracy, cordially invites you, Juneteenth conversation with a distinguished guest, the Honorable Nikema Williams. I probably have butchered that, and I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. Moderated by Michael Blake, visiting scholar on democracy, remarks by Nye Whitaker. And James, executive director, and also the St. James Place, 352 Main Street. It's a conversation for our time, and I really believe that we have to start having these conversations for our own good, for our own peace of mind, and honestly, for our country. We're kind of in a rough spot right now. We'll get through it, but we gotta remember we are all Americans. I know this bothers people, but you know what? This is my way of thanking this country for all it's done for me. So without further ado, Forgua, soup du jour, I'm gonna say adieu. It's been an honor for me to have Joe on the program and promote this cancer, strikeout cancer in the Berkshires. And for all of you, God bless. And today, do something for somebody to make their load a little lighter, brighten up their day. It'll make you feel better. I mean that. Thank you again. God bless. And we'll talk to you soon. I hope to see you down there at the baseball field. I'll be the old fat guy in the chair. Take care. Bye-bye.